Welcome to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
And now, here's your host, Work Mom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Lori Jo Vest, and I'm so glad you chose to tune in to this episode of Work Mom Says, Don't Be an Idiot. Today, we are going to talk about how to handle feedback and criticism with grace. It is not easy. And as a young professional in the workplace, you will receive a lot of criticism and feedback, positive and negative. People will critique your work. And one of the things that I say right off the bat here that I want you to remember is feedback is love. Feedback is what people provide to you as an opportunity to improve your work. Now, are they always right? Maybe not. If they're superior to you in their position, you want to listen. So basically, I want to encourage you to consider feedback, criticism, conflict from what a friend of mine recently called the eagle eyes view. You want to pull way out from what you're looking at, what's happening at the moment, that negative criticism that you received from your coworker or your boss. You want to pull way back and go, okay, let me look at this from a wider perspective. If I'm not coming from my ego, can I look at this feedback in a way that actually brings out a positive feeling in me? Because a lot of people struggle with feedback because they know they've done a great job or they've worked hard on something and they're really attached to the work. So put a pin in that and hang on to it for a second. You may have incredible talent and you may be doing a really, really great job. But the person that's responsible for receiving your work or elevating your work to the next level or turning your work into the client or whatever that means has a different perspective than you do. And sometimes they're going may come out with things that are kind of frustrating. But if you pull back on a, you know, eagle's eye view of what's being discussed, it'll make it a whole lot easier to handle it and to manage it with grace. And what I mean when I say manage it with grace is by being the person that is steady, that doesn't get knocked over by criticism or negative feedback, somebody who's able to keep a nice emotional even keel. That should be what you work toward whenever you're in the office. So I'm going to share a quick little story. Was one of my most interesting pieces of feedback I ever got on my work. And while it really didn't make a lot of sense to me at the time, everybody else in the room agreed. So it had to go through and I had to accept it. I was writing social media copy for an ad agency for a brand that was targeting women at midlife. And one of the things that we women at midlife suffer from is overweight. It's really easy to gain weight as your hormones change, that kind of thing. I had created a social post that had a little quote on it, and it said basically, your dress size is no more important than your shoe size. And that was the quote, and it was on a little graphic, and it was implying that we don't ask people what their shoe sizes are. We don't lament that our shoe size is bigger than the person sitting next to us, you know, in the movie theater. We just don't worry about it. So I thought it was a great quote. I thought it worked really well for our audience. And one of the art directors in the room said, what about people who have big feet? And the whole room got quiet. We were reviewing the copy. The whole room got quiet. And I said, well, hopefully there aren't very many of those people who would be offended. Well, I turned into a 10-minute discussion and I said, okay, let me find a new quote. Because it wasn't worth fighting over, when I pulled back and looked at it with a wider view, I realized it wasn't something that I needed to fight over. It wasn't something that was going to be worth making a production about, and that if I could just put my feelings aside, that, you know, that's kind of silly. I mean, I've never heard anybody beat themselves up about having big feet, but then I don't have big feet, so maybe I'm missing something. So anyway, put that aside and kept moving. That is what we do in the workplace, because one of the things that you always want to prioritize is that connected, positive relationship, collaboration, and accepting and incorporating other people's points of view into your work is what builds relationships in the workplace. You want to remember that. You want to always put that top of mind when you're in the workplace, because what will happen is you will develop a pattern of behavior that when you receive criticism or, you know, a nasty comment at the office, you'll pull back, go, is this really something worth fighting over? No, it never is. It might be something worth negotiating over with a calm, clear head, but no criticism is ever worth getting bitey or crabby about. It's just not. So be mindful of how you are receiving the criticism. Are you being overly dramatic? Are you not feeling good? So maybe you're a little more sensitive than you usually would be. Is the concern, the criticism, the whatever is being brought up, is it important enough to you that it would be an appropriate hill to die on? Most of the time, the answer to that question is no. Next question to ask yourself would be, what would happen if you just let it go? If somebody said, I really want to do it this way, and you go, oh, it should be done that way, and they come back again and say, I really want to do it this way, is it worth fighting for? And what would happen if you just let it go? A lot of times that's the better option. Fighting for small things, especially if you're a person that's kind of sensitive, if you fight about a lot of things, you start to lose credibility with your team because they won't want to talk to you about things, won't want to bring up criticism, because they'll know that they're going to be in for a fight. I think a lot of us have worked with that person who's always got the negative thing to say, or, you know, you make a suggestion and they're not open to it. Don't be that guy. Don't be that person who doesn't know how to accept feedback or criticism with grace. It's really important to your success. So another great way to look at it is learn to receive the lessons in the feedback. Even if the lesson is just in keeping your cool and giving up some of your egoic feelings, what is the lesson? What are you being taught when you're being confronted like that? And I tell you, the shoe conversation, I won't forget it, for I don't think I'll ever forget it, because it hit me as so incredibly ludicrous. And everybody else in the room said, yeah, we should probably not use that quote. So I was like, all right, the lesson is you're not always right, Lori. That's your lesson. And giving up my ego and just letting it go was absolutely the right choice. So learn to receive the lesson. Use it as practice for keeping your calm, as practice for for staying in a positive space when maybe something negative is going on around you or you're being criticized. And the other thing that really plays into this whole being sensitive to feedback is, a lot of times if you're being seriously sensitive, you're being what I call too precious with your work. Like, it's your work, you own it. You wrote it, or you created the spreadsheet, or you made the, you know, the website, whatever it is that you did, and you're really proud of it. And then somebody comes in and the first thing they say is, you know, that color is a little off, or that's the wrong font, or, you know, why didn't you put this other calculation in here? Why doesn't this spreadsheet have 6 more columns with this information? Well, the way I would encourage you to look at your work in a traditional corporate environment is, you are being paid by someone else to do it. So it's really not your work. It's the company's work. And the company is asking you to be collaborative with your team. So not being precious with your work and just giving it up to the team once you've, you know, created your first version or your first draft, and then going immediately into collaboration mode will help you better handle criticism, feedback, changes, that kind of thing. So last but not least, one of the most important things you can do to be able to handle feedback and criticism with grace is to own both your failures and your successes. Don't get defensive. Defensiveness never works. If you feel yourself getting defensive, take a couple deep breaths. Maybe say, you know, I'm going to grab a cup of coffee, take a quick break, go to the ladies' room or the men's room, walk around the hallway. Just say, I'm just going to take a quick break. Hold on a second. I'll be right back. They don't have to know that you're just outside in the hallway walking around in circles, but do whatever it takes so that you aren't defensive, because a defensive posture immediately creates barriers between you and the other person that you're communicating with. You don't want to do that. So accept the criticism gracefully. Thank you so much. And if you really want to get in someone's good graces and create a strong relationship, ask them for feedback when the project is over. How did I do? Is there anything I could do to have managed this better, more efficiently, in a way that better serves the team? And if you go back and even ask for more feedback and input, then it'll become a habit and you'll become the kind of person that is always looking for input so that you can truly collaborate and also truly do your best work. Doing your best work in a corporate environment is a collaborative process. You get input, you put out output, that becomes someone else's input. It's a collaborative world that we live in our careers. So think about those things. Let me know if there's any other advice I can give you in that area, or if you have any questions about handling criticism. I would love to do an Ask Work Mom episode, so please feel free to send me any questions you have. Our website at workmomsays.com has a contact form that will allow you to ask me any questions you'd like. I also am an open networker on LinkedIn, so you can find me there, connect with me, send me a private message. Happy to engage with you. Just mention that you have listened to the Work Mom Says podcast. I'm also looking for reviews. We are on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all the different podcast platforms, and would love a couple of stars. If you enjoy what we're doing here, drop me some stars and show me some encouragement, and send me your topics, send me your suggested guests. I'd love to hear from you. So that's all I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening to Work Mom Says. Don't be an idiot, where we like to teach young professionals how to play the emotional contact sport of business so you can experience less drama and more success. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Work Mom Says,
Don't Be an Idiot.
For more information, you can email Work Mom at LORI workmomsays.com. That's Lori at workmomsays.com. And remember,
don't be an idiot.